Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Officials in Gaza say Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 28 Palestinians in the southern city of Rafah. The attack comes just hours after Israel's prime minister ordered an evacuation of civilians there in preparation for a ground invasion. Israel says many Hamas fighters remain in Rafah. Chief UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says it will be almost impossible for the more than 1 million people living there to leave.
We are extremely worried about the fate of civilians in Rafah.
Ukraine's president met with a bipartisan delegation of U.S. lawmakers on Friday in Kyiv. The visit came one day after the Senate voted to begin debate on an emergency spending bill that includes additional funding for Ukraine and Israel. But the measure is already facing stiff opposition in the House. President Volodymyr Zelensky says the visit sends a positive message to his country.
This moment is very important, a moment when we need unity in the world. Unity of our strategic partners, United States, the leaders.
Thousands of people are visiting the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex this weekend for the Great American Outdoor Show, and many of them were there to hear Donald Trump speak at an NRA forum on Friday. Jeremy Long of member station WITF asked people what election issues in their communities were most important to them.
When asked about their concerns, many echoed Trump's talking points. But when asked what affects them close to home, they had a different answer. Becky Snydman from Bloomsburg talked about veteran homelessness.
My daughter-in-law works for the Agency on Aging, and honestly, they have had an increase in the amount of veterans that are coming through there with housing issues.
Former Pennsylvanian and retired police officer Glenn DeTample lives in North Carolina and is concerned about overdevelopment.
Bought a little farm down there in North Carolina, and all around us, it was open space when we moved down there. Now it's all development.
Others mentioned gun rights and drug and alcohol addiction as issues affecting their community. For NPR News, I'm Jeremy Long in Harrisburg.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry has called for a special legislative session focused on crime. As Molly Ryan with member station WRKF reports, the call could reverse criminal justice reforms passed by Landry's Democratic predecessor.
Landry is asking lawmakers to take up 24 tough-on-crime policies in about a two-week session. They include making some juvenile records public, limiting parole eligibility, and increasing penalties for carjackings. Landry has also asked lawmakers to expand the methods for death row executions. At a press conference, Landry said the state has an obligation to victims to carry out death penalty sentences.
When we fail to abide by our promises and our contractual obligations to victims out there, how can we go around and say that we have any credibility on anything else that we do?
The session will start on February 19th. For NPR News, I'm Molly Ryan in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
And you're listening to NPR News. Families of people who died in last summer's Maui wildfires could receive up to $1.5 million in compensation. Hawaii Public Radio's Ashley Mizuo reports.
It's been 6 months since the devastating wildfires ripped through Lahaina town on Maui, killing 100 people. Several government agencies and company stakeholders, such as the state of Hawaii, Maui County, Hawaiian Telecom, and Hawaiian Electric Company, contributed to the $175 million One Ohana initiative. Starting March 1st, families of those who died in the fire can collect the settlement money if they agree not to sue the state agencies and companies involved. Hawaiian Electric is already facing dozens of lawsuits alleging the company caused the deadly fires. Governor Josh Green urged families to participate, saying it would likely be faster than pursuing legal action. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Mizuo in Honolulu.
UCLA football coach Chip Kelly is leaving the program. In his 6 years with the Bruins, his record was 35 wins and 34 losses. He will now be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State, whose head coach Ryan Day played under Kelly while Kelly was the offensive coordinator at New Hampshire. UCLA joins the Big Ten Conference next season. Less than a week before Valentine's Day, candy maker Hershey says the price for chocolate is on the way up. Company officials say bad weather in West Africa is damaging crop yields, and on Friday, cocoa futures rose above $5,800 a metric ton. That's double the cost from last year. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Acorn TV. Acorn TV is brilliant television told brilliantly. From charmingly cozy mysteries to daringly dark dramas, visit acorn.tv for a 30-day free trial with promo code NPR. Acorn TV. Brilliant.